The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just beginning to settle in for meditation. Perhaps closing the eyes if that's comfortable for you. And sensing into the place where you're sitting. Your seat, your cushion, your chair, bench, bed, couch. And just having a sense of being in the sitting posture. Maybe connecting in with that contact point where your seat is touching, and also your feet or legs against the floor. So having a sense of stability. Sometimes we can even sense three-pointed stability. It's a very stable way to be sitting. And just relaxing and allowing yourself to be supported by whatever you're sitting or lying on. And bringing a sense of straightness to the spine. Perhaps trusting that the body itself can find a posture that is both upright and relaxed. One that is supported from the inside, but not tense. And as an extra support for our posture, we can gently soften areas that tend to be tense. So the face, particularly the eyes, the jaw. Softening down through the throat and the shoulders. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back so that the heart moves forward a bit in the posture. Softening the arms. And then down into the belly area. Letting the belly fall forward away from the spine, and also letting the low back muscles fall away from the spine. So we just have the support of the bones without a lot of tension around them. Down into the hips, the thighs, the calves, and into the ankles and the feet. Just inviting ease to whatever degree is possible today. And for any parts of the body that don't feel at ease or that you couldn't feel very well, we just have mental ease about that. The body is fine as it is right now. We might open to the idea of the body as a friend. And just like our friend is fine as they are when they come to our house, the body is fine right now. You can just open to it mindfully with kind attention, feeling what it has to offer us right now, various sensations. We may wish to tune into the sensations of breathing, coming in, going out, just letting the breath be as it is. Or we may sense into the energy level of the body. Subtle sensations of having a body. And just resting for a moment and allowing the simplicity of the bodily sensations to help calm the mind. Today, we will focus on the experience of the body, which is different often from our idea of the body, the concepts that we bring to our body. The encouragement today will be to tune into something more simple, maybe more basic than what our mind does with the body. But I'll offer a series of four perceptions that we may find in our body, four types of sensations that relate to how it's actually sensed. So first, you may notice in your experience of the body that there are experiences of hardness or solidity, the solid parts of the body, and the structure that's holding you up. There's some hardness there. Perhaps you feel it in where you're touching against the cushion or the chair. I'm just sensing that part of the experience of the body is hardness or solidity. In the Buddhist teachings, these are related to elements. So this would be the earth element. And then the corresponding feeling of softness is also part of the earth element. But there are feelings all throughout the body of this hardness or solidity. And we can tune into those. And we can understand that this kind of solidity is really the same as what we feel in external objects. So the table or the cup that we hold also feel solid in a certain way. That's the experience. And it's the same. It's the earth element. And then the second type of experience we have in the body is that of liquidity or wetness, the water element. We feel this easily in the mouth, and sometimes we can sense it in the eyes, or if there's any sweat. This is the water element of the body. It's more subtle, but still there are these easy places to detect it. And the water element is also related to the cohesion of the body in the same way that when we go to the beach, when we're just out on the sand, it's very dry. But then as we walk towards the water, there comes a place where it becomes more solid and actually easy to walk on. And that's where the sand gets wet, has enough water to hold it together. So this is happening in the body also. The water element is the cohesion of the body. Can sense into that all throughout the body. And this water element is really the same as the water in rivers and lakes, the water in our home. It's all water element. And then the third experience in the body is one of temperature, of heat and coolness. We may notice that the hands may be warm, or sometimes they're cool. Often the torso area is warm. As we tune into the quality of temperature, we'll find it's variable throughout the body. It's the fire element. At different times, different parts are warm or cool. And we can just feel for now how it is now. Quality of temperature. And we can understand that this heat is the same as the experience of temperature we have externally, the warmth of the sun, the heat of the sun, or the coolness in the shade. It's all fire element. And then in addition to the solidity and the liquidity and the heat we feel throughout the body, there is also a sense of motion. The body is dynamic, it's not static. And so there's a sense of movement, the air element, most easily discerned in the breath, coming in, going out, causes movement all through the body. But there are other movements going on. The gut is moving while it's digesting. We may tune into that. Other energetic sensations, literal movements of the muscles. All of this is air element. So tuning into that sense throughout the body. And this is really the same as the blowing of the wind outside. The world of motion that we live in. It's all related to the air element. So as we rest in these flowing sensations, you may just open your perception and let it move between solidity, liquidity, heat, and motion, feeling the body as the union and the dance and the sum of all of these. And knowing that the body is part of nature. It's one more process, like all of those we experience externally. We may sense a certain ease and lightness in perceiving the body this way. So natural, so simple. Not very personal. May even bring some happiness. Can we just rest in these simple experiences of nature? So as we practice with seeing the body in terms of these four elements, which are really more the experiential aspect of the body, how it really feels, we free ourselves from various fixed ideas we might carry about our body. Things that are more concepts or ideas instead of the actual experience. And this movement of moving from what is conceptual and idea-based and abstract to what is actually real in our experience is much of what we do in practice. And so we discover that we have many fixed ideas about ourself, about the world, about other people. If we can just open to more of what the actual experience is, the sensations, the reality, we become freer. We can have a freer response to these things. So as we go out into the world, how else might we have this light feeling freed from our usual ways of seeing things? Would there be some way, even just a little bit, to see things more as just nature? How might this more easeful way of seeing be supportive of other people? Maybe this kind of ease and flexibility and willingness to meet the experience, maybe that could open a space for more kindness, more compassion, more willingness to be a little flexible. Sometimes even relaxing and opening a bit brings a surprise that we couldn't have anticipated. But when we look back, we think, ah, of course. So may your openness to your body, seeing it in a different way, be supportive to the people around you, be supportive to the whole world. As we go out into today or the afternoon or evening, just keeping in mind that there can be a difference between the actual experience and our ideas and concepts. I'm trying to tend toward the actuality of the moment. May this bring peace and lightness and kindness into the world.